The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Hey. So, Lindsay is back working with us. Now that she's then gone off, got married, had two babies. Took an 8-year sabbatical. what you would say. And in that time, she has obviously turned into a savage. She's eating pumpkin, like a loaf of pumpkin bread, with her fingers, just picking it off of there.
I see that on the end? It's like in my nails. Oh, God. I can't. Listen, I have a baby wipe in my bag, but I haven't gotten it out yet, so I can't, like, put my hair behind my ears. Like, I can't touch anything. Yeah. I'm disgusting.
But she asked for a fork.
Yeah.
I said,
yeah.
Do we have forks? And I said, yes. And then next thing you know, she's just digging through it.
I said, you know what?
Like, like the garden.
Yeah. Looks like a rat got into it.
You know. And Riggins already said, well, Jody sent pumpkin bread to the three millennials today. And Riggins said that he's going to wait till he gets home and properly slice his and put butter on it and warm it in the microwave.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Because it is good, but they're small, so I want to savor every bite.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
Lindsay goes in. Yeah, it was 2 seconds. She goes, y'all have a fork? And by the time anybody can answer, she's already fingernail deep in it.
I think I just said that to make y'all. Thank you, Rob. Oh, yes. I think I just said that to make you think I was, like, classy, but.
Yeah, you're not.
I don't know. Like, I don't know what I was doing.
You're trying to make us think you're classy?
I know.
I think your husband probably doesn't know the class, you know, he thinks you're way classier than we do because we knew you before you even met him.
Maybe. Yeah, that's true.
You try to put a good foot forward for him.
Yep. And I was just going to eat like one bite and be done. But like, then I just, it was so good. I just kept going. I'm gross. God, kick me out of here. It's like on the table. Yeah. Sorry.
Well, do you think you could take a break from the pumpkin bread to tell everybody in a minute, the update on a story that we were talking about last week?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. This is going to be great. So we'll get to it after she finishes some pumpkin bread next.
More Extra Funny next. Welcome to Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Okay. It was, I think it was the last day of Lindsay's work week, which was Wednesday. She works Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We were telling this old story about a guy that worked at the radio station when Lindsay first started working with us, and she was finishing out the season, her final season, sadly, of being an NBA dancer. And this guy who worked in the sales department had her calendar up in his cubicle, and one of the other sales representatives had told me, hey, you just hired that girl who's a lady cat, is what they were called. Well, this fella, Hank, we called him Hank, loves them, and she is his favorite one. I've heard him talk about it, and you see he's got the calendar up in his office. So if you could get her to say hey to him, and you know, whatever, that would be great. So we're going around looking at the sales department and all the other offices, doing a tour of the building when she gets tired, and meets this guy, and he says, you know what? I'm going to the game tonight, and I got some clients that are going to be with me. We're sitting here, here, and here, which is like really close to the court. Could you like wave at me? Because the clients would think that that's, you know, that's pretty cool. Trying to impress them. So she did, made a big deal out of it, waved at him. He looked up at her and then turned around, didn't wave back. And the other guys are like, she's waving at you. And he looks like he's too cool to wave, which is exactly the type of person he is. That is his personality.
Yes.
So she was mad. She said, I went out of my way to wave at him. We're not even supposed to do that, and this, that, and the other. So we hadn't thought of that story in all those years.
Mm-hmm.
But just as soon as we told that story, something happens. Kind of like how your iPhone's listening to you.
So ironic. So this past weekend, my husband, Kyle, was in a golf tournament at a country club that he is not a member of. So he did not know the other two people in the foursome of the golf round. So Saturday night, we're eating dinner, and I'm asking how it went. Who were the two guys you played with? He said, oh, I forgot their names, but one of them super tall. And actually, it's funny that you asked because he used to work at your radio station. And I was like, what? That's so random. He said, yeah, really tall guy. I want to say his name is Hank. And I went, what? I was like, you played with Hank? He was like, yeah. What do you know him? Because that's weird, because when I mentioned your name, he acted like he really didn't know who you were. I was like, what are you talking about? So I said, tell me exactly what you said and exactly what he said. Because now I'm fired up, you know? He said, well, when he told me he worked for the radio station, he's like top sales guy or whatever, of course. Of course he said that. Kyle said, oh, my wife used to work on the Ace and TJ show. Oh, and Hank said, what's her name? And he said, Lindsay. It would have been Lindsay Gladden back then. And he said, and like looked up at the sky and like, okay, Like he didn't remember me.
I don't remember you at all.
I'm on a picture in your cubicle. You know exactly who I am. So I'm like livid. He's like, well, calm down. Like, are you, I'm like, no, he didn't hear the show on Wednesday. So he wasn't up to snuff on what happened. Yeah. So I told him and he's like, wow, like what?
He acts like he didn't even know her to this day.
Yeah, to this day. Years
later. And he doesn't even work there anymore, right? You said he used to work there and he didn't work there anymore?
No, I can't remember if I think he still works there.
Oh, okay.
That is funny.
I'm just like, what I'm mortified.
Listen, like, I don't know. She probably knows who I am, but I'm not really familiar.
And of course, Kyle was like, why are you getting so mad that this guy didn't know you? I'm like, you don't know the backstory. God, but how ironic that just happened.
Yeah.
We just talked about it.
What a douche. Yeah. I mean, that's all I can take away from that story is like, what a tool.
I immediately called TJ. I was like, I've got to talk. I'm two drinks in. I'm like, I've got to tell him this story.
Funny.
Wild.
No, it's not ringing. No.
He's like looking at like, I don't think he ever said if he did or didn't, but he just kind of like, okay, brushed it off.
You know how many Lindsays there are in the world? I mean, in case I didn't mention it, I am the top billing salesperson for the whole company.
Yeah.
I don't have time to remember everybody who comes through the doors, the swinging doors of radio people.
Mm-hmm. Y'all had a lot of Lindsays on the show, right?
Wow. That is funny. So nothing's changed. He's clearly the same person.
Yeah. Nothing's changed.
No. Wow.
Gah.
What a story.
I'm surprised he didn't say he doesn't remember us. You know, he doesn't even remember the Ace and TJ show.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like no to... He just changes the subject like like a normal person would.
Yeah. God, I can't imagine having to be stuck on a golf cart with him for the whole day.
Could you? Oh, my God. Never. I think my husband said people were like ragging on him because he wasn't that good. But
yeah, well, that makes things better.
Yeah, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
He seems like the type that would brag about his skills and then not show up to play.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good. I'm scratch golfer. Yeah. It's like, yeah. You're a schmuck.
Or show up in a sling.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Like, hey, man, I wish I could.
Yeah.
What a tool.
Man.
I know.
That's funny, though.
Mm.
I bet his golf clubs cost a lot because they got to be extra long, right?
Oh, yep.
Yeah, I didn't think about that.
I mean, that's my husband's tall, and they called him Sasquatch, so
that's what my brain said.
Yeah.
So how tall is Kyle?
He's like 6'4".
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's pretty tall.
Yeah. But so, I mean, Hank is like...
Probably 6'7", 6'8".
My husband has a picture with him, because the team took a picture, and he's 3 feet taller than him. I mean, like, like, what's happening?
Yeah. Yeah, this person sticks out, and let's put it that way.
Yeah. He doesn't need to go to Ripley's.
Right.
They're trying to put him back in the display.
Right.
Over there.
What a goober.
Yeah, world's tallest douchebag.
Yeah.
At Ripley's.
Yeah.
Somebody call Guinness.
See.
What an asshole.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I wonder, though, what in his mind, like what, because this is where I always go with it. The interesting part to me is, what is he trying to accomplish by doing that? Is it because he thinks it makes him seem cooler? Does it make you seem like you're not as in control of things if you're like, oh, yeah, I remember Lindsay. Yeah, she's very sweet. Or, yeah, I remember Lindsay. Sure, tell her I said, hey.
Yeah.
You know, does that make, does he think that makes him seem weak? Because, you know, he is a good salesperson. So is he one of those that has to, you know, pump himself up and put up this whole big night's outfit to keep anything from penetrating? He's always got to seem like he's the one in control of everything. And you seem weak if you act excited to meet someone who knows someone, or to meet someone that you used to know.
Mm-hmm. Or does he not like me and doesn't want to say anything negative, so he's trying to like brush it off? But that doesn't make sense either, because the whole, you know, when I was going to throw him a t-shirt and he acted like he didn't know me, he didn't like me. Well, I mean, he
I
liked
know
me
what
then.
That was. That was him. It looked way cooler in his mind to his buddies for him not to be interested. It makes it seem like he wanted them to think, oh, professional cheerleaders, they recognize me everywhere. So that's no big deal to me. You know, so what? Mm-hmm. I'm sure you guys are probably excited. You want to get your picture taken with her?
Yeah.
And then you said that they were going to take his picture with you, and he kind of like, oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, he could take it or leave it.
Right. So I get why he was doing that. He was trying to look cool in front of his buddies.
Yeah.
But not telling your husband that he knew who you were. I mean, that's just, that's baffling a little bit.
It's the weirdest thing. I mean, or maybe he just has a terrible memory. I mean, no. I can, no, there's no,
no.
Yeah.
No, no. Everything he does is calculated.
Yeah, yeah. He's one of those.
Mm-hmm.
It's not ringing a bell. It's, I mean, you had her picture up in your cubicle. What a tool.
Yeah.
What a tool.
But from now on, I'm going to act like I don't know who she is. Yeah. I mean, I've done that before.
Yeah.
And she's been drunk on radio station trips and stuff.
Yeah.
Acting like I don't know her.
You're like, who's this girl?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that is crazy.
Like, I don't know whether to be offended or like just like, just pissed off. Like, what do I, what?
Well, who cares what he thinks?
I don't need, it's fine.
Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, pointing out the douchebaggery of it is just,
yeah, it's fun.
God, yeah.
What a clown. Mm-hmm. What a clown.
Don't know her.
Hmm.
No. Who? Don't know who.
I can't even think of her name.
Yeah, me either. I just know she's terrible.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.